Tonight's broadcast is under the direction and is copywritten by the Texas Sports Radio Network. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, use of sound bites and interviews, any illegal theft of signal or attachment of use of the audio and video streams and all associated files, and any and all other use of the accounts of this broadcast, both audio and video, without the direct written consent and permission by the Texas Sports Radio Network is strictly prohibited and protected by federal law and copyright laws. All rights are reserved by the Texas Sports Radio Network and TSRNSports.com.
Is a legendary Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting and the number one sports network in Houston and in Texas. Now celebrating 27 years of broadcast excellence. TSRN, your award-winning network, presents Region 14 JUCO Athletics.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota of Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps, the few, the proud, the Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, takes some home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, the smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza, oh yes we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks, tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas, saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Red Hoss Nissan on 249. We've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston-Port Region. Setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, the Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better. Now, here's TSRN's Adrian Holden.
Good morning from Baseball USA in Houston, Texas. It's time for Game 3 of the 2017 Tournament of Champions as the Blinn College Buccaneers take on the Midland College Chaparrals. My name is Adam Blackhall, and we are thrilled that you are able to join us for our broadcast this morning. This year's Tournament of Champions started earlier this morning with a 9 a.m. first pitch in Sugarland and continues through Sunday afternoon, so we have games today, tomorrow, and Sunday featuring 16 of the NJCAA's premier teams. And Blinn and Midland are both ready to shine here in their first tournament game this morning. The Buccaneers represent Blinn College out of Brenham, Texas, perhaps most famous as the home of Bluebell Ice Cream. This is their fifth game of the young season. They currently stand at a record of 2-2. That overall record is actually currently tied for last in the highly competitive Region 14 South. Following a disappointing 9-7 season opening loss to Temple College 1 week ago, they swept a doubleheader against Frank Phillips College the next day. winning game one 4-1 and taking game two 15-6. Their most recent game took place this past Tuesday as they suffered an 11-1 road defeat at Angelina College. One thing that has stood out is their offensive production. They have scored 17 runs thus far in their first four games. That's an average of 6.25. Relatively good offensive production there. The Buccaneers are coached by their head coach, Harvey McIntyre, and assistant coaches Jordan Kopaczynski and Blake Whitler. Meanwhile, the Chaparrals represent Midland College out of Midland, Texas. That town is named as such because the town was founded as the midway point between Fort Worth and El Paso on the old Texas and Pacific Railroad. This is only their second game of the season, but their first one was definitely full of excitement. Taking on New Mexico Junior College at home this past Saturday, Chaparrals entered the bottom of the ninth inning, down 7-6. Alex Salcido smacked an RBI double, driving in Riley King to force extra innings in the bottom of the ninth. This set the stage for Blake Perdue, who delivered a dramatic walk-off home run to left field in the bottom of the 10th inning, and that gave Midland College the win. The Chaparrals come in. They're led by head coach David Coleman and assistant coach Hector Rodriguez. Look at the field dimensions here for a moment. This is Mendel Field at Baseball USA, the largest stadium at the complex, just off the west side of the Beltway / Sam Houston Tollway here in Houston. 317 down both the left field and right field lines. It's 388 off to kind of center left center and 402 to center right center. No dimension listed in the power alleys or in straightaway center field. A little bit overcast today, but that's not so much a complaint. Trust me on that. 68 degrees at the moment. High later today will be 75, low of 66. Here at 10:53, we're about 6.5 minutes away from our scheduled first pitch, though it looks like we might be getting started early, as the Midland College defense has already taken the field. So let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Raising Cane's One Love. We'll start with Blinn College, who's coming up to bat here in just a moment. Trent Murphy bats first. He plays center field. Second baseman Tyler Flower bats second and plays second. Batting third, right fielder Johnny Reiser. Cleanup hitter will be Marshall Skinner. He's the designated hitter. Batting fifth, the catcher Colton Parrish. Angel De La Fuente bats sixth. He plays first base. Third baseman Sam McElreath bats seventh and plays third base. Batting eighth, the shortstop Kobe Collins. And rounding out the order, Drew Ardoin batting ninth out in left field. On the mound for Midland College is Zach Smith, number 26. It's a right-handed pitcher. Excuse me, that's Blinn's starting pitcher. I should say he will be the pitcher in the bottom half of the first. Starting pitcher for Midland, rather, is Brock Barger. Barger pitched 3 2/3 innings this past Saturday in Midland's only game against New Mexico Junior College. He threw, as I mentioned, 3.2 innings pitched, gave up 7 hits, 2 earned runs, walked 1, and struck out 4. Sure enough, we are going to start about 5 minutes early, as both these teams and the umps are obviously very anxious to get this game underway. Trent Murphy, a right-handed hitter, leads it off for Blinn. First pitch is a ground ball down the third base line. It's fair. Snagged at third. Toss over to first. One pitch, one out. Give you the defense for Midland really quickly, because these teams, as I mentioned, for those of you just tuning in expecting to still be hearing the pregame show, this game started about 5 minutes early. Alexander, Perdue, Flanagan left to right in the outfield. Hayward, King, Ratai, and Curtis left to right in the infield. The first pitch to Tyler Flower is a ball down low and outside. 1-0 count to Flower. And the second pitch, check swing, it's a called strike. Lower outside corner on a fastball. Cameron Melcher, by the way, the catcher for Midland College, as I mentioned, Barger is on the mound. A 1-1 count to Tyler Flower. That pitch is a fastball, misses outside, and it's 2-1. Barger with the relatively simplistic overhand delivery. Here comes a 2-1 offering, and it is swung on and missed. Fastball up in the zone, and Flower unable to make contact, maybe just a little bit behind that one. So two balls and two strikes to Flower. 2-2 offering, swung on and missed. He chased one down low and outside, and Flower will head back to his dugout. So one down, that brings up Johnny Weiser. He also bats left-handed out of Cypress, Texas. First pitch misses outside to the lefty. Out of the hand of Barger. Count is 1-0. Went to Cy Fair High School, also previously of University of Louisiana Lafayette. It's 1-0 offering, just misses up high. Maybe took a little bit off of that pitch. It's 2-0. Working quickly, 2-0 offering is up high, and it's chased by Reiser. Count is 2-1. Wind has kind of been in gusts so far this morning. Flag out in right center is blowing pretty much directly at the right field foul pole. 2-1 offering down low, swung on and missed by Reiser. He gets just a little bit of a piece of it and fouls it off into the ground. The count is even at 2-2. There's always some argument over whether 2-2 is really an even count. Some people would argue that 2-1 is an even count because it's two balls to a walk or two strikes to a strikeout. So that one is swung on and missed, gets past the catcher, throw down to first is caught by Curtis. He'll step on the bag for out number three. So a 1-2-3 inning for Blinn College here in the top of the first. We'll set your lineups here in just a moment. You're listening to TSRN's coverage. 2017 Tournament of Champions.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
Well, we'll update those of you that may be just joining us expecting 11 a.m. first pitch. This game starting about 5 minutes early. The top half of the first was a 1-2-3 inning for visiting Blinn College. A ground out by Murphy to the third baseman, followed by a strikeout swinging by Tyler Flower, and a strikeout 2-3 by Johnny Reiser. We'll give you the lineup for Midland once again, sponsored by Raising Cane's One Love. Blake Perdue leads off, and as I mentioned, he had that dramatic walk-off home run in Midland College's first game. He plays center field. Nolan Ratai bats second and plays second. Hill Alexander bats third and plays left field. DH is Alex Salcido. He is the cleanup hitter. Batting fifth is Cameron Melcher. He'll bat fifth and play catcher. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Braden Hayward. Connor Flanagan bats seventh and plays right field. Riley King bats eighth. He'll play shortstop. And Chad Curtis, the first baseman, bats ninth. Zach Smith on the mound for Blinn College. And here's a hometown that I recognize very much so. Katy, Texas, also happens to be my hometown, a graduate of Seven Lakes High School. Four innings pitched thus far, three hits, two earned runs, three walks, three strikeouts in their loss to Temple College earlier this season. Blake Perdue, the right-handed hitter, steps in, awaits the first pitch. Here it comes, and it's a fly ball to center field, kind of off towards the right side towards that 402. And Murphy will range over and make the catch. And much like the first inning, one pitch, one out. This first inning, by the way, is brought to you by Altex Electronics. What you need, where, or when you need it. Nolan Ratai now steps in, the second baseman. He's also a right-handed hitter. Out of Medicine Hat, Alberta. First pitch down low, misses outside. It's actually one of four players on the Midland College roster from up north in Canada. 1-0 pitch, high pop-up, foul territory, first base side towards the Blinn dugout. That one will get out of play. Counts even at 1-1. Give the defensive alignment what we've got a second here. Ardoin, Murphy, and Reiser left to right in the outfield. Left to right in the infield, it's McElreath, Collins, Flower, and Delafuente. Parrish is behind the plate, and once again, Zach Smith on the mound. Fires a 1-1 offering. It's a called strike, lower inside corner. Now a pitcher's count at 1-2. The offering from Zach Smith. This one's also high, pretty deep to right center field. Almost the same spot Perdue hit it. And about 10, 15 feet in front of the warning track, Murphy ranges over and snags that one. And scorecard so far, F8 and F8, two down. That'll bring up Hill Alexander, left fielder for Midland. Out of another city I'm pretty familiar with, Arlington, Texas. First pitch to him, misses inside for ball one. Arlington, of course, the technical home of the Texas Rangers and the Dallas Cowboys. 1-0 offering, breaking ball. Slider just misses low and outside to the righty Alexander. Alexander, in four at-bats, had one walk in his first game. He did later score on that walk. That pitch also misses outside. The next offering from Zach Smith, that one misses up high as well, and that one will be ball four as Alexander heads down to first. That puts a runner on with 2 outs for the cleanup hitter, Alex Salcido. Salcido out of El Paso, Texas. He's the catcher for Midland College. As I mentioned during the pregame open, for those of you that were joining us, he had the hit in the bottom of the ninth on Saturday as he takes the first pitch slider, called strike, just catches it outside fringe to the righty Salcido. He had that RBI double in the bottom of the ninth that set up the walk-off home run by Blake Perdue. Ground ball to short, fielded by Collins. He'll toss to Flower over at second, and that ends the first. So this one not a 1-2-3 inning, but a 6-4 unassisted to bring the first to a close. We're still scoreless here at Baseball USA at the Tournament of Champions. You're listening to TSRN.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%. Even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
One, two. I'm in love with a man named Rudy. I'm okay with that. Knows exactly what I want and keeps me coming back. Cooks breakfast, lunch, and dinner for me. Does the dishes too. I'm in love with a man named Rudy, last name Barbecue. It sure is easy to fall in love with Rudy's tasty oak smoked barbecue.
Next in line.
Well, after a scoreless first, we head on to the second inning, brought to you by Westside Chevrolet. The smart way to buy is at Westside Chevrolet. And by Houston 5A Baseball. Blinn College went 1-2-3 in their half of the first, as we now head to their top half of the second. It'll be Skinner, Parrish, and De La Fuente due up for the Buccaneers. Skinner steps in, righty in the batter's box. First pitch takes a slider that misses down low and outside. One ball and no strikes to Skinner. Now takes one up and in towards his chin. Not trying to rhyme there. The count is 2-0. Skinner, also from Cypress, Texas, went to Cy Ranch High School. So far batting .375 on the season. That 2-0 offering is a high fly ball. This one more towards right center field. That one just kept carrying in the wind, and it's gone. See ya. A solo shot for Marshall Skinner. I didn't think he had gotten all of that ball, but as I mentioned, that wind is blowing out towards right field. And he comes in to give Blinn College a 1-0 lead. He had two home runs coming in. That is now his third of the season. Brings up Connor Parrish, batting left-handed, bunts down the third baseline. Hayward charges it, decides to let it go, and it rolls foul. That was probably a smart decision. It would have been a tough throw. A lot of times those third basemen will just kind of field that one and try and make that difficult across-the-body throw over to first. And sometimes they're successful, and sometimes the ball ends up in kingdom come. So a rather exciting strike one. It's an 0-1 count. Parrish is out of Lavernia, Texas. He's batting .556 coming in, 5-for-9. Takes a slider for a strike on the lower inside corner. It's an 0-2 count. No debate here. This is a pitcher's count. 0-2 pitch. Takes a fastball just outside by about an inch or two, right at the belt, and it's a 1-2 count. A lot of hitters will chase that one. Down 0-2, Parrish showing some plate discipline. 1-2 pitch, swung on a miss. That one is more of a changeup, kind of in the same spot, and he swung right through it. Strikeout swinging for out number one, and that'll bring up Angel De La Fuente. And you may not be able to hear the PA announcer in the crowd mic, through the crowd mic, and well, that's because we don't have one this afternoon. Sometimes there's people to talk to in the press box. At the moment, I'm feeling kind of lonely. De La Fuente takes a slider outside for ball one. Right-handed infielder out of Klein, Texas. In 9 at-bats, he has 1 hit. But he's also walked 4 times, showing some patience. 1-0 pitch takes a fastball right on that inside paint of the plate. It's 1-1. That's a great pitch out of the hand of Barger. That one's hit deep to right center field. Same spot that Skinner had hit that one. And same result. It's gone. See ya. Two home runs and 3 batters for Blinn College. This time it's De La Fuente driving one to right center field. And it's now 2-0, Blinn, here on the top of the second. A lot of times when the wind's blowing out to right, it benefits the left-handed hitters more than the right-handed hitters, but if you can hit the ball to the right part of the field, it'll benefit just about anyone. That'll bring up Sam McElreath, third baseman, batting left-handed against Barger. And swings, foul tips, a low slider for strike one. McElreath out of Brenham, Texas, so he's going to college in his hometown. 231, he's 3-for-13 coming into this game. Takes a good breaking ball that drops right into the middle of the plate, and he's in a quick 0-2 hole. One out, Blinn leading 2-0 following solo shots from Skinner and De La Fuente. Now time's called, he'll step out. Not one of those extended ones. Very brief. He's back in the box. 0-2 pitch, thought about going around, checks his swing, and it's a good thing he did. That one ended up in the dirt right near his feet. That breaking ball misses, it's 1-2. And a 1-2 offering down low in the dirt. Bounces past Melcher behind the plate. It's 2-2. Fans continuing to pile in here. Baseball USA called strike three on a 2-2 pitch. Just catches the upper inside corner. That one had a little sinking action to it, and McElreath unable to go around. That's out number two for Blinn, and with two down, Kobe Collins, their shortstop, steps in. It's a freshman out of Sugar Land. Righty looks at the first pitch. It's a slider that breaks right out of the plate, right off the plate outside. 1-0 count. The 0-1 offering, same place. This time he swings through it and tips it back behind the plate. That'll even up the count at 1-1. 273 coming into this game. One home run, two walks, two strikeouts, and he's got a stolen base. He's got a little bit of speed. 1-1 offering, another great slider. This one catching the lower outside edge of the plate. Slider has been the effective pitch for Barger. Both home runs came off of fastballs. And he's been fooling a lot of these Blinn College hitters with that sort of horizontal slider. A 1-2 count to Kobe Collins. Barger steps, fires. That's a line drive into center field. That one will fall in front of Purdue. That one just a single for Collins. I don't say that meaning that a single is meaningless following the two solo shots. It might be a bit dwarfed, but as any sabermetrician will tell you, a hit is a hit. Collins at first, that'll bring up Drew Ardoin. Left-handed batter, left-handed thrower, the left fielder for Blinn. First pitch is a pitch out outside, making sure Collins isn't going to try anything special here with two outs. Ardoin out of Moss Bluff, Louisiana, the only player from outside the state on Blinn's roster. That pitch is a line drive, just fouled by a couple of feet down the left field line. Ardoin trying to poke that one the opposite way and was nearly successful. Nonetheless, the count is even at 1-1. I want to remind those of you that are listening to us on our website that we have a new app available on iOS. It should be available on Android shortly. Grounded to second on a 1-1 pitch, fielded by Ratai. Throw over to Curtis for the 4-3 putout, and that one will end the top half of the second inning. Two solo shots from Skinner and De La Fuente. And after an inning and a half, Blinn College leads 2-0 here from Baseball USA.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
The construction is complete and the grand opening sale is on at the all-new Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new automatic 2017 Corolla L for only $99 a month. A new 2017 Camry LE for only $139 a month. A new 2017 RAV4 LE for only $169 a month. Or a new 2017 Tundra Double Cab SR for only $199 a month. All require a 24-month lease. Experience the savings. Experience the service. Experience the reason price makes a difference at the all-new Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
Back here for the bottom of the second, Melcher, Hayward, Flanagan due up for Midland. Melcher now standing in. He's their catcher, batting left-handed against Zach Smith. First pitch, fastball misses just outside for ball one. Midland now trying to play catch-up following solo shots from Skinner and De La Fuente last half inning of Blinn. 1-0 pitch also misses outside. It's a 2-0 count to Melcher. Melcher out of Kerrville, Texas. He's got two hits in their first game, along with a run batted in. 2-0 offering misses a little bit more outside than the first two. All three fastballs in a hitter's dream. A 3-0 count to Cameron Melcher. And he was taking all the way on that 3-0 pitch as he takes a fastball right down Broadway. It's 3-1. Well, if you swing at a 3-0 pitch and make a mistake, your manager is not going to forgive you too much for that one. 3-1 offering is a high fastball, and it's just foul tipped by Melcher back to the net behind the plate. Count is 3-2. That's an effective job by Zach Smith. It does take a little bit of a talent on the mound to go from a 3-0 count to a 3-2 count without giving just juicy pitches to hit. 3-2 pitch, that one's popped up. Well, foul off to the first base side. That will end up a good 50 feet out of play. And it keeps the count at 3-2. Midland had one walk in the bottom of the first and three outs to go with that. 3-2 pitch poked the opposite way into shallow left field. That one gets over the head of the shortstop Collins for a base hit. As Ardoin picks it up and fires it back towards second base. So a leadoff single for Melcher, who now finds himself at first, and Hayward stepping up to the plate. This is Braden Hayward out of Lubbock, Texas. He's a sophomore. And five at-bats, two hits, and two runs batted in their game against New Mexico Junior College. First pitch slider misses down and away to Hayward. And the count is 1-0. Righty-righty matchup, and 1-0 pitch is a hard line drive into left field. Rounding second is Melcher, and he'll head right back to second. Two back-to-back singles by Melcher and now by Hayward. And Midland's got the start, potentially, of a big inning. Brings up Connor Flanagan, the right fielder for Midland, up to bat. It's his first game of the season out of San Antonio, Texas. With runners on first and second, he's swinging away and swings through a slider for strike one. I had to joke a little when I saw his name because I actually had a friend in North Texas with the exact same name as him, and I was thinking that if he was playing baseball, Midland wouldn't have a chance. Obviously different Connor Flanagan. That pitch misses inside. Fastball aiming for that lower inside corner. And off the plate by a couple of inches, it's 1-1. Melcher's at second, Hayward's at first. 1-1 offering, breaking ball up and in. Flanagan having to flinch a little bit out of the way. The count is 2-1. I mention again, the wind is moving towards right field. That's where both the solo shots the last half inning We're headed off towards right center. Fouled off by Flanagan on a 2-1 offering. That evens up the count at 2-2. He does a decent job there just making contact. First game of the tournament for both of these teams. They'll be back in action. Blinn later tonight and Midland, I believe, tomorrow, though in my stack of papers, I admit the schedule is not what happens to be on top at the moment. 2-2 pitch slider misses outside. That'll put the count full at 3-2. Full count to Flanagan. Smith checks the runner at second. Steps, fires. It's a ground ball towards the left side of the infield. Fielded by McElreath. He'll step forward, throw to first. That's the only play, and he makes the out at first. Smart play not to try and go for anything fancy there. It will advance both runners. Melcher advances to third. Hayward to second. So essentially more or less a sacrifice. On the 5-3 putout, that'll bring up Riley King. King, a freshman out of Bedford, Texas. Takes the first pitch. It's a called strike fastball on the outside part of the plate. King, the righty out of Bedford, Texas. Two walks. One run scored and one stolen base in their first game. Takes the 0-1 offering down low. Counts even at 1-1. One out, Melcher at third, Hayward at second for Midland College Chaparrals. Now a slider, it's a called strike on the outside part of the plate. That was a well-located pitch for Zach Smith. 1-2 count to King. Corner infielders playing in, preparing for a play at first base. That pitch is down in the dirt. Good stop by Parrish to keep it right near him as the count goes to 2-2. It's always a dangerous decision as a pitcher to throw anything down low when there's a runner on third and less than two outs. Although, you can locate it well, and if you trust your catcher, that's a great way to get a strikeout. Two balls, two strikes, fastball, chopped to third. Runners are going to have to hold. Fielded by McElreath, throws down low, but De La Fuente picks it. Not only does Blinn College get the second out, they keep both Midland runners right where they were. That brings up the ninth place hitter, Chad Curtis, out of Wolfforth, Texas. Two walks and a stolen base this past Saturday. Takes the first pitch up high for ball one. Curtis, like Riley King, also a lefty. 1-0 offering is up high, and the count is 2-0. Two outs, two runners on. Midland down 2-0 at the moment, though both runners would score. Obviously, that would make it a tie ball game. 2-0 pitch, called strike, lower outside corner, and a beautifully placed fastball from Zach Smith. Two-one offering, swung on and missed by Curtis. That was a changeup, kind of middle of the zone down, and Curtis expecting something with a little more zip on it. Two balls, two strikes, two runners on, two outs. 2-2 offering, fouled off to the left side, well out of play. Good job of Curtis to keep this at bat and keep the bottom of the second alive for Midland College. Here's a pitch from Smith. Fastball just misses outside. Good take by Curtis, and the count is full at 3-2. It's a lot of patience necessary to take that high pitch in that kind of a situation. 3-2 offering, swung on and missed. Another changeup out of the hand of Smith. Curtis is retired, and the runners are stranded at second and third. No runs, two hits, no errors, Two runners left on base. After two, your score is Blinn College Buccaneers 2, Midland College Chaparrals 0. You're listening to TSRN's coverage, JUCO Baseball.
The construction is complete and the grand opening sale is on at the all-new Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new automatic 2017 Corolla L for only $99 a month. A new 2017 Camry LE for only $139 a month. A new 2017 RAV4 LE for only $169 a month. Or a new 2017 Tundra Double Cab SR for only $199 a month. All require a 24-month lease. Experience the savings. Experience the service. Experience the reason price makes a difference at the all-new Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
First pitch to Trent Murphy. It's a called strike in the lower inside corner. My apologies for coming back a bit late. Just seemed unpatriotic to interrupt a commercial concerning the United States Marines. 1-0 offering slider down low and actually missed by Melger. It's a backstop and it's a 1-1 count. We're back to the top of the lineup for Blinn College. Thus far, 2 runs, 3 hits, and 1 runner left on base through their first 2 innings here in the top of the third. Murphy 0-for-1, he grounded out to third base in his first at-bat to lead off the ballgame. One offering fastball misses low and outside, count is 2-1. Aiming for that upper inside corner to the right-handed hitting Murphy, and Barger just misses. Trent out of Richmond, Texas. He's a sophomore, batting .333 coming into this ballgame. 3-1 offering is fouled off the third base side towards the dugout of Midland College, and the count's full. Here's a 3-2 offering from Barger, swung on and missed by Murphy. Pitch middle in, unable to make contact, and that's out number one. That brings up Blinn's second baseman, Tyler Flower. He struck out swinging in his first at bat in the first. Flower out of Cleburne, Texas. Transfer from Texas Tech. Showing bunt, pulls it back, first pitch misses by about a foot outside. One-oh offering takes a slider that, kind of a backdoor slider. Starts outside, ends up on the outside part of the plate, count as 1-1. One-one offering misses outside. Another fastball. Count is 2-1. Blinn trying to add on to the 2-0 lead here in the third inning. This third inning is brought to you by Rudy's Barbecue, country store and barbecue next in line. 2-1 offering. Line drive opposite field to left. That one over the head of King. For a base hit, Alexander will pick it up and fire it in. One out single for Flower. That'll bring up Johnny Reiser. Reiser struck out back in the first. .511, 185 left-handed hitting outfielder. First pitch smacked, ground ball, diving attempt by Rattay gets past him into right field for base hit, picked up by Flanagan. He fires it back in quickly, so Flower will be held at second base. Back-to-back singles for the Buccaneers. And two runners on with one out for the cleanup hitter, Marshall Skinner. Skinner had the first of two solo shots last half inning for the Buccaneers. He smacked one just to the left of the 402 sign out in right center field. First pitch down low and outside for ball one. So Flower at second, Reiser at first. One out here in the top of the third. Blinn College looking to add to their 2-0 lead. Checking the runner at second. Barger now fires the ground ball to second. Rattay fields it. Tosses to King at first for out number one. Fires it low in the dirt. Curtis unable to hold it. That'll go down as a fielder's choice. As Skinner advances to first, Reiser is retired at second. Flower now at third base with two down. Nice start to that double play. Unfortunately, the throw from shortstop King came in a bit low, but you can't ever really fault a second baseman or a shortstop for making a slightly less than stellar throw to first, and you've got a guy coming right at you. Colton Parrish now stepping in. He struck out swinging in the second. Takes the first pitch down low and inside. Interesting defensive listing position-wise, catcher slash outfielder. He's playing catcher this afternoon. Barger steps off, watching the runners at the corners. Two outs, not necessarily the most popular time to start something crazy, but you never know. He now sets again, and we await a 1-0 offering. High chopped ground ball. Curtis fields it, tosses it to the pitcher running over. Barger picks it up and just beats Parrish, who was running down the line by about a step. So a 3-1 ground out to Strand 2. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. After 2.5, Blinn College still in the lead, 2-0 here on TSRN.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Hero Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal you're chasing, exit I-10 and Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
Bottom of the third coming up, and we're back to the top of the lineup for the Midland Chaparrals. It'll be Purdue, Rattay, and Alexander. Final warm-up pitch taken by Zach Smith, and Purdue steps in for his at-bat. Flew out to center field and is first plate appearance, so he seemed to have the right idea based on what we've had occur thus far with that wind kind of off towards right center. First pitch from Zach Smith, fastball called strike. Kind of towards the middle of the plate. Oh, he quick pitches it now. That's another called strike. Another fastball, and it's an 0-2 count. It's the first quick pitch we've seen so far today. Purdue in an 0-2 hole. Takes an off-speed pitch outside. That'll put the count at 1-2. Well, I've talked about the wind. At the moment, it's died. Another quick pitch. That one's a fly ball to right field. Reiser heads over towards the line. He'll snag that one for out number one. That'll bring up Nolan Ratai. He flew out to center as well back in the first. First pitch up high and inside. Ratai will kind of turn away. It's a 1-0 count. '5'11" sophomore takes a 1-0 offering. It's up high for ball two. Mentioned he's one of four players from Canada. The others, Eric Sr., Brandon Hatley, and Nick Vierdo. 2-0 offering fouled back to the net. Off to the third base side. It's 2-1. Sr.'s from Ontario. Dre's from British Columbia. Ratai, as I mentioned, from Alberta. And Vierdo is also from Ontario. Next offering is fouled off towards the Blinn dugout. Blinn College occupying the first base dugout this afternoon. We're still at morning. It's 11:38 Central Time. Midland College over in the third base dugout. So next offering is a breaking ball missing outside. That'll put the count full at 3-2. Midland College wearing white jerseys with gold fringing, green caps, and batting helmets as the 3-2 offering misses down low for ball four. And Nolan will head down to first base. Blinn College wearing blue tops, white pants, blue socks, and white fringing. Hill Alexander now steps in with a runner at first. He walked in his first plate appearance. Takes the first offering, fastball misses low and outside. To the right-handed hitting sophomore. That one's a high pop-up now towards the first base dugout. De La Fuente will give it a look, but that's all he's going to be able to give it as it's well out of play. So the count's even now at 1-1. Now a pickoff move and a throw over to first. Runner back safely. Next pitch is a slider. It catches the outside part of the plate to Alexander that puts the count at 1-2. So 1-2 count, one out. Runner at first here in the bottom of the third. It's a pitch out, throw down to first base, and just back safely is Ratai. The pitch out puts the count at 2-2. Now another pickoff, that one more of a half-hearted throw over to first, nothing doing. Now Smith sets another 2-2 offering. Breaking ball misses outside. Count is full. Smith fires 3-2 offering. Called. Strike three. Fastball just catching that outside paint. That's out. Number two as Alexander heads back to the dugout. Salcedo steps in to the batter's box. 6-4 ground out to end the first in his first at bat. First pitch fastball, and it's a called strike on the outside corner. A 1 pitch from Smith. It's a pitch out. Throw down to first. It gets past De La Fuente into right field down the line. Right fielder Reiser runs over towards the wall. Fields it. Fires it in as Nolan's able to get over to second base. So it's a pitch. It's a pitch out, and it's also going to be an error on the catcher. Smith now steps off. Runner at second base. 2 outs. A little bit of a different situation. Offering is a high slider. And a called strike two. To Salcedo. Smith checks the runner at second. Now fires to the plate. Down low in the dirt. Good stop by Parrish to keep Ratai at second base. And the count is 2-2. Here comes a 2-2 offering to the plate. And that one is fouled off to the right field side. Salcedo keeps this at-bat alive. Now the overcast has become partially cloudy as this morning has gone on. It's absolutely beautiful weather for Houston, Texas standards, meaning it's not in the triple digits. This game is in February, not July. 2-2 offering is a high fastball up and in. And that'll put the count full. Always got to wonder how the athletes from British Columbia and Ontario handle the Texas heat as we get closer into the summer. 3-2 offering, high, deep drive to right field. Reiser gives it a look, jumps. It's off the scoreboard. That's good for a home run. See ya. A 2-run shot for Alex Salcedo. And just like that, this game is tied at 2. Well, that one a little bit farther towards right field, about halfway between the 402 and the 317 markers. And as I mentioned, the game's tied as Cameron Melcher steps in. He's 1-for-1 with a single. Line drive right back at the pitcher. Zach Smith ducks out of the way, wisely so, as that one will end up in center field. 2 at-bats, 2 singles for Cameron Melcher. That brings up Braden Hayward. Hayward singled in his first at-bat. He hits a line drive down the right field line. That one hooks foul. That one landed just in front of the wall in that little cutout. Probably about a 300-foot shot. Unfortunately for Hayward, that one not staying fair. So it's very quickly become an inning full of excitement. That pitch is a slider. Catches lower outside part of the plate to the right-handed hitting Hayward. Next offering's way down low, down in the dirt. Puts the count at 1-2. Nice stop by Parrish behind the plate. Two outs. Runner at first is Cameron Melcher. 1-2 offering to the plate. Breaking ball misses just down low and outside. Two balls and two strikes is your count. Offering to the plate. High chops ground ball to third. McElreath originally charged and backs up. Fields it. Fires it over to De La Fuente at first. And that one will end a relatively wild and crazy inning. A two-run shot for Alex Salcido ties this ball game after three. Your score is 2-2. You're listening to the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
We now head on to the fourth inning, brought to you by Frost Bank, a bank built on the idea that the customer is always the MVP. Due up for Blinn College is De La Fuente, McElreath, and Collins. They're 6-7-8 hitters. Brock Barger still on the mound for Midland College. Thus far, three innings pitched. He's given up two runs, five hits. No errors on the defense behind him. As I mentioned, De La Fuente now stepping in for Blinn College. He had the second of the two solo shots in the second. Drives one into left field. Almost right in the direction of Alexander. Takes about two steps to his right. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out. I'll bring up Sam McElreath. McElreath struck out looking back in the second inning. First pitch from Barger, fastball, catches that outside corner. It's an 0-1 count. Barger steps, fires the 0-1 offering. Fastball down low. A 1-1 count. To the 6'2", 230 sophomore infielder. Righty-lefty matchup. 1-1 pitch coming, and it's fouled off by De La Fuente. Just off to the right side. This is the only game on our schedule this weekend that is here at Baseball USA, just off of the Beltway, which is the larger of the two outer loops around the city of Houston. They're working on a third one, for those of you unfamiliar with the area, known as Highway 99. That's going to be even wider as the 1-2 pitch misses up high, or rather an even bigger loop that's farther west and farther east and north and south on each side of the city. This one, a high-chopped ground ball to second. Retai fields it, fires it over to Curtis at first. That'll be out number two. Kobe Collins now standing in. He's 1-for-1 with a single back in the second. That's first pitch fastball misses up high. Here comes the 1-0 offering of the 6-1 freshman. It misses inside. Got a nice crowd here at Mendel Field at Baseball USA as time is now called by the catcher Melcher behind the plate. Next offering misses outside. It's a slider that was about 2 feet off the plate. 3 balls, no strikes. Houston, as I mentioned, the largest city in the state, not the largest metro area. Dallas-Fort Worth is slightly larger. And that one inside for ball four. Collins will head down to first. So runner on first, two down. That brings up Drew Ardoin. He grounded out to second in his first at-bat. Graduate of Sam Houston High School. First pitch missing up high as Barger tried to get that fastball middle up and missed. Pitch misses down low to Ardoin. Had a bit of a power blip in here. We apologize for that. Called strike on a fastball from Barger. Catches lower out inside part of the plate to Ardoin. Barger stands, fires, runner going from first, and that's a line drive foul shooting off towards the left field side. Collins will have to go back to first. Flynn College currently standing at 2-2 in the overall standings, which if you're going by that, actually has them tied for last in Region 14 South, a very competitive division. This one's grounded to short, fielded by King, toss to second for the force, and that'll end the top of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Collins following the walk. After 3.5, your score is 2-2 between Blinn College and Midland here on TSRN.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5. And boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290. In the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you. Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide. Level corrections. The company is not approved for any part use.
On to the bottom of the fourth we go. 7-8-9 hitters due up for Midland. That's Flanagan, King, and Curtis. First pitch to Flanagan. Fastball misses just inside, aiming for that lower inside corner. Flanagan 0 for 1. Ground out to third base in his first at bat. The next pitch also misses his own. It's a 2-0 count to Flanagan. In right field tonight, also a pitcher. One hop, kind of a half line drive, half ground ball to shortstop Collins. He's unable to field it. And if I had an official score with me, I'd look to my left or right and ask if that was a hit or an error, and I guess I'll just make my own judgment. That one is probably an error. So I'll rule it as such, and as usual, I'll probably get overruled later. Nonetheless, Flanagan at first, Riley King standing in, takes the first pitch for ball one. Game is tied at two. Flint College took a 2-0 lead on two home runs by Skinner and De La Fuente. This one is a high pop-up right side. De La Fuente will give it a few-step chase, and that's all he's going to give it, that one ending up out of play. 1-1 count to King. Alex Salcido, who is one of the two heroes this past Saturday, also the one that tied up the ballgame with a two-run shot in the bottom of the third. 1-1 offering to King is fouled off. Soft grounder out of play to the right side. It's a 1-2 count to King. Pickoff throw to first base, keeping Flanagan close by. He's back safely. .510, 165 infielder awaiting the 1-2 pitch. It's down the dirt, bounces away from Parrish off to the right side. He'll field it, and Flanagan will head to second base. Mark that one a wild pitch. So a 2-2 count now to Riley King, batting in the eighth position. Smith checks the runner at second, fires that one inside off the glove of Parrish. To the backstop it goes. Flanagan heads to third base. That one a passed ball. So just like that, Flanagan goes from first to second to third as Riley King fouls off the next offering behind the plate. Got on first via an error. Got to second base on a wild pitch, and got to third base on a passed ball. And 3-2 offering is taken up high for ball four. Riley King will head down to first base. And with runners on the corners, that brings up the ninth place hitter, Chad Curtis. Curtis 0 for 1. He struck out in the second. Sophomore hits the first pitch on the ground right towards the mound. It gets past the pitcher into center field for a base hit. That'll drive in Flanagan in from third. Riley King will take his place at second base. And Curtis into first base with that RBI single. And just like that, Midland College takes the lead 3-2. Now a mound visit for Blinn College, trying to make sure they've got everything they want going. It's a mountain visit between Smith, McElreath, and De La Fuente, perhaps making sure as runners on first and second that the corner infielders are on the same page as Smith and Parrish. Back to the top of the lineup we go. Blake Perdue stands in. and he's showing bunt. Corner infielder's playing in. That bunt is popped up high and caught by Parrish for out number one. That's one of those elevator shaft home run bunts that gets popped more or less straight up. And Purdue unable to get that sacrifice down. So now one out, and Nolan Ratai stands in. He's 0 for 1. He walked and later scored on that two-run home run by Salcido. First pitch is a called strike down at the knees. Runner at second base is Riley King. Chad Curtis at first with one down. That offering a slider, misses just inside. That'll even up the count at 1-1. Well, our partially cloudy turning to cloudy once again, but we'll take it. Still nice weather for baseball. 1-1 offering, line drive into the gap, left center field, giving chase is Murphy. He's going to have to let it drop in front of him. He fields it, fires it in. Makes a good throw towards the plate. That keeps all the runners at only taking one base. King advances to third. Curtis advances to second. And Ratai at first base with that single. Smith gets some words of encouragement from his first baseman, De La Fuente, and now sets up to pitch in a bases-loaded one-out situation with Hill Alexander, the third-place batter, for Midland, and we're going to have a full conference on the mound. We'll see if Blinn is bringing a new pitcher in, and it looks like they are. We'll see if we can get you Blinn's new pitcher, and it appears to be Andrew Morgan out of Klein, Texas. Right-handed pitcher. This would be his second appearance on the season. He had a great outing against Frank Phillips as Smith gets some cheers from the crowd. In four innings, Morgan struck out seven and gave up no runs. So we'll take a quick break while Morgan tosses his warm-up pitches. We'll be back in just a moment here on TSRN.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, plan your stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-4455. The City of Katy, home of Champions.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Now, as we mentioned before we went to break, it is Andrew Morgan taking over on the mound for Blinn College. Midland taking a 3-2 lead here in the bottom of the fourth following an E6 by Collins. As Flanagan reached first base, later reached second by a wild pitch, later reached third by a passed ball, and then later scored on the RBI single from Chad Curtis. So if my scoring is correct, that will go as an unearned run. And this is not exactly the best situation to come in as a relief pitcher. There's typically you like to come in when you have a lead, when it's a start of an inning. Coming in the middle of an inning when the bases are loaded and you're trying to prevent a one-run deficit from becoming bigger is not exactly a situation you dream about coming in the night before the game. That being said, Morgan looks to get Blinn out of a jam as Hill Alexander now steps in for the Chaparrals. It's 0 for 1, struck out looking, and also walked. First pitch to Alexander is foul tipped behind the plate. Alexander using a bat with a black handle and a red barrel with a white stripe, and looks like a little bit of a neon stripe as well. 0-1 pitch, beautiful. Curveball, it was either curveball or a changeup, whatever it was beautiful. Drops right into the middle of the zone to Alexander, and it's 0-2. Morgan from the stretch checks all the runners, looks to the plate, steps, fires the 0-2 offering, fastball, foul tipped into the mitt of Parrish, and Alexander is retired. Two down, that brings up Alex Salcido, who, other than Purdue, who is already retired, well, maybe equally Purdue, might be the last person Morgan really wants to face in this situation. First pitch, another one of those breaking balls that looks like it's going to be up high and then drops in as that throw back to Morgan is dropped. He's able to run over and get it before the runners even think about trying anything. An 0-1 count to Salcido. Out of El Paso, Texas, he's a freshman. A one offering, line drive, left center field. That one's going to get down. King comes around to score. Curtis also comes around to score. It's bobbled out there. Ratai comes around to score. Rounding second and heading to third is Salcido. He slides in. He is safe. Alex Salcido clears the bases with a two-out